T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here. We are at KeyBank Center, and we are very happy to have head coach of the Buffalo Sabres, Lindy Ruff, with us right now. Lindy, congratulations. I'm a little upset with you, though. You mentioned Mike Harrington and Paul Hamilton by name yesterday and didn't mention that you were happy to see me at some point with your welcome back.
Marty, I'm really happy to see you again.
Thanks. I feel like I forced that out of you.
It's only a day late, but no, it is great seeing you. It's great to be back.
Yeah, you mentioned getting text messages from Palmer and Millsy and Van, and I exchanged texts with Palmer yesterday during the day as well. What did that feel like when, you know, you get players that you've coached reaching out for different reasons, but when you get a text and you see, Ryan Miller, let's communicate, let's chat a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of those players are still really attached to the community, attached to the town, and obviously they're longtime Buffalo Sabres, are very important to the franchise. So when they reach out, you know, you're appreciative of the text and the good luck, and you know, they want to see the team win.
So when I don't want to look at the past too much, but we're going to kind of do a little bit of that. When I played here and you were coaching, everything was so structured and systems, and we had video, and we had computers in the back before most teams had computers, right? and now it's everywhere. Do you feel like you had a little bit of a doing, you know, with the organization back in the days of pushing to that video and the detailed into how the game can be played?
Well, I think there's two parts there. I think Darcy was really innovative as a GM, and he was great with the knowledge when it came to video and what we can use, and can we get a overhead view? And, you know, at one point we had four different views. So you imagine a goal going in on you, Marty. Oh. Now, maybe it happened or didn't happen, but we had four
Plenty went in, yeah, but that's okay. Thanks.
We had lots of views. And I think that, you know, I had one heck of a mentor in Roger Nielsen way back when, and Roger was the king of, you know, the VHS and the video was, he was Captain Video. So I had a mentor that, you know, proved to me that you could help teach. I think it's one tool for helping teach. I think there's a point you can overdo it. Yeah. But I think now you look at, you know, you got video for players, you got team meetings with video. You got iPads on the bench, and I think sometimes the players would get a little bit too consumed with all the technology. You know, they're always looking to justify or find out what went wrong in a certain play, and they want immediate feedback. So I think it's a great tool. I think there's a happy medium, though.
What are you with iPads on the bench? Because I know that everything happens so fast, and if you spend 45 seconds looking at a tablet on the bench, you lose feel for what just happened on the ice. Are you encouraging it? Are you kind of trying to keep it away from guys?
You know what? I think there's times you just tell them put the tablets away and play. Don't be trying to go through every play and every mistake or, you know, every situation that might have been on the ice. And I think sometimes there is some great feedback, and instantly you get to see maybe what was open or the play you could have made.
One of the questions we post on X right now is fill in the blank Wednesday. So blank is a player that will benefit most from having you as a head coach. I'm going to spin that question into a different way. Is who are you excited to coach? Who, like the Devils, you guys played the Sabres, you know, many times the last few years. You do pre-scout on them. So who, through your pre-scouts and your experience against the Sabres, are you excited to coach?
Well, first of all, I'm excited to coach the group in a whole. A lot of talent. I think when you pre-scout a team, and we pre-scouted Buffalo, number one weapon was Dahlin. Mm-hmm. You know, we said we have to be really aware of this guy. This guy can single-handedly get involved. Can be a game changer. I think when you go up front, the skill up front, and there's numerous guys you look at. You know, I think the first guy we looked at because of the year he had, if we just go to last year, was Thompson. Yep. And individually, you know, some of the plays and some of the moves and some of the goals he scored. And we knew from the year before previous that we couldn't give up the rush opportunities. Dangerous team on the rush. So you're looking at, you know, you're looking at Tuck, you're looking at Thompson. You know, Quinn now, I don't know a lot about some of the players, but, I've watched some of the highlights, watched some of the goals, the recent goals, and Quinn coming back, watching some of his plays. But a lot of dynamic play from the players up front. So really excited. I mean, my first experience with even a guy like Peterka was watching him in the American League when Utica was playing Rochester in the playoffs, and really felt that he was the best player for both teams. So I'm excited about just getting my hands on, getting to know these guys. I've already reached out to quite a few of the players, and we'll continue to do so today.
Did you get, when I reach out to people, I always like to say, hey, listen, it's Marty just reaching out, because I reached out to Torts 1 year after he was let go, and I got the, who's this, response from Tortorella. So I was like, okay, maybe I should announce myself now. Did it take a little longer for some to respond? I mean, it's the off season a little bit. Like, what's the longest time frame that you got between the sending the text and the response?
Well, you know, initially I called. So I left a message. And I think when anybody gets a message and they see a number they don't know who it is, they're not going to answer. Yeah. So instantly, I mean, really within minutes, you know, one player wasn't in town and got back within 2 minutes. I think listen to the voicemail and say, well, then I'm calling back on this one. the answer to that is been automatically right away.
So you talk about rush chances. What do you think is the identity of the team where you want it to be? Like, you were always a coach that used, you know, I don't want to say where it was very creative, but when the rules change, you adapt, you evolved. I think that's why you've had a lot of success coaching for many years in the league. Where do you see this team's identity evolving to now that you're the head coach?
Well, we already know very dynamic offensively and off the rush. I think the area that can always improve and always improve on almost any team is, you know, once you're inside that O-zone, can you get inside more? Can you score more net front goals? Can you get tip goals, screen goals, those types? I mean, you're watching the playoffs right now, and you see, I'm going to say 50% almost always seem to be tipped or redirected, or the goaltender is screened. You watch a little bit of Colorado and Winnipeg. So when I look at that area, you know, a lot of beautiful goals being scored, but can you get more dirtier goals? And I think the identity should be, we're going to be a real good offensive team, but we're going to really strive to be a good defensive team at the same time. And I think the way you can do that is the forwards have to help more in the defensive zone, and the D have to be active inside the offensive zone to help create.
Hockey IQ, smart players were always something that I feel you wanted in front of you, and the example is there. I mean, what, we got three general managers now in the National Hockey League that are former players of yours, Danny, Drew, and Mike Greer, and many involved in the game. I think you were teaching a lot of the hockey IQ. I talked to Todd DeFoley this year, maybe earlier in the season when he was with you guys in New Jersey, and I said, does Lindy still change systems? I said, okay, guys, we're going 1-3-1 now. We're going 2-1-2. And he says, oh, yeah, you got to be on your toes. So is that something that you feel is different for you, where you can always push the players to know more about the game and change it on the fly like this within the game?
I think there's one thing you got to understand that, you know, I think everybody's got their system. You're going to put a system in place. I think during the year, there's not a lot of change to system. I think you can forecheck harder, or you can forecheck a little bit less. But when it comes to your team system, you've got to have that in place by the time camp starts. And once camp starts, the players know this is how we're going to play. And And once you just start repeating that game after game, practice after practice, you have your drills, you're going to work on whatever structure, you're working on neutral zone tracking, you're working on D-zone coverage. Mm-hmm. You have your drills and you just, it gets etched in stone, and you know that those layers of defense in the D-zone. So maybe player A gets beat, but he should have a layer of B that can help him out. And if layer of B somehow gets beat by, let's say, McDavid, who can do it, you have C.
Yeah.
And sometimes C against a guy like that isn't even good enough.
Yeah.
And then maybe you have a goalie like Marty who can make the save for you.
Well, if you have four.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Different camera angles, maybe that one sneaks by and you can see why. But you talk about goaltending. I mean, Dominik Hasek here, Ryan Miller, really two of the best in the organization. Their numbers are retired. And then... you won't say it, but I think Dallas was a hard time in the crease, and New Jersey was also a hard time in the crease. How excited are you to have Luukkonen and Levi and the strides that Luukkonen has made this year, but moving forward, seeing that those two are looking like they're legit and would help with the identity of the team?
Yeah, well, I think we all know how important goaltending is for any team. And I think, you know, there's teams that have elite goaltending, there's teams that have good goaltending. I think when you look at our team here, two young goaltenders that look they've made the stride and are going to be very good goaltenders in the NHL, and really have proven, if you look at what Levi did, even when he stepped in at the end of last year and how well he played and how well he's playing right now down in Rochester, and the step that UPL took this year and how well he played and where his numbers are at. My obligation is, can I make him look better by playing better in front of him? Can we play even better? There's a certain number of chances that we're giving up. Already going through chances with the coaches here this morning.
I can see the sheet on the wall, too.
No, we actually had the video going.
Oh, no.
So, but I think that's what coaches do, Marty. You know, we've pointed out areas we think we can improve. I've got the feedback already from the group that's here, the group of coaches, and we're just comparing notes on, you know, how different teams play, how different teams approach. So that's the fun part of coaching.
No, that's great. Robert wants to know, what did you miss most about Buffalo while you were gone? I know you'd come back in the summertime, but, you know, what did you miss most about this building and the locker room and the fans?
You know, I think the energy, and I mentioned yesterday, probably one of the biggest moments and the most energy I ever felt was that Philadelphia game. And I think we won 8-0 or whatever
that
the play.
That was 2001, I think.
Yeah, something like
we sent them packing.
Yeah. It was and really, you could feel the building shake.
Yeah.
Just that type of emotion and that type of support that we had from our fans was incredible.
2006 against Carolina, the Briere goal in Game 6, right, at that other end, flipping over Cam Ward. And I remember, I think it was Larry Quinn came and got me in the locker room and said, Marty, you got to see these people in the hallway, like, getting out. And they were body surfing out the front door, where now is Lincoln Arbor Center. They were all, like, celebrating on their way out. That was pretty cool. Okay, I do a thing here on this show called This or That. It's a little bit, basically an either or. So we got a great, great introduction video. So let's put it out there. Look at that, Lindy. This is on the screen on MSG right now. This or That. So This or That with Lindy Ruff here. Mustache or goatee? Which one do you prefer?
Goatee.
Yeah. Well, you had the mustache when you first got to Buffalo.
Yeah,
right?
I had it. Yeah. I've had it all. Yeah.
And the little round glasses. We pulled up some really good.
Oh my God,
pictures.
Those ones, huh?
John Lennon like with the mustache. It was good. Okay, glasses on or glasses off? Because there's times where you're behind the bench with them on and sometimes
you
don't.
Yeah, there's sometimes I want to see some stuff in the game. There's sometimes I don't want to see it.
So late in games, if it's not going good,
you take them off.
Take them off. Okay, I like that. Some teams around the NHL, like Flyers with Torts, they go casual now behind the bench. If you could do it, would you go casual or still wear the suit coaching behind the bench?
I think there's room to be business casual behind the bench. I mean, you look at all the different sports, and I think hockey is still the most traditional with coaches. But I think, if you wear your apparel and it looks good, why not wear it?
Okay, in today's NHL, what is more important, offense or defense?
Ooh. I'm going to say defense still.
It still wins.
But you can't win without offense. So I'm thinking that if it's this or that, it's got to be right in the middle.
Okay, so there's the other thing, too.
The other thing.
Yeah. So that's right in the middle. Mr. Pegula talked about how competitive you were at everything, and you said that, too, and I know I've seen it. Fishing or golfing?
Golfing. Ah, boy. I like them both. I got more access to golfing right now.
Yeah.
So I golf.
We always say drive for show, putt for dough. For you, I say left or right, because you do both. You can play lefty or righty, so this or that, left or right.
I actually carry a couple left clubs in my bag still, so it's still both.
Okay.
It's right.
It's right?
Yeah.
Bowling or curling? And I'm only saying that because you used to take us bowling on the road and curling on the road, too, for team activities. So bowling or curling?
Bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah.
You used to play in the league here, right?
I did it one time, yes.
Okay. And we have a sound. This is a first for This or That, ladies and gentlemen, on Sabres Live. This is a video sound This or That. Let's hear what happened last year in a baseball game. The clip will tell it. Go ahead, Jeff.
He's got enough pads on. He looks like Lindy Ruff. It's an NHL reference from 40 years ago. I'm sorry.
I'm old enough to get it.
So. This ex-NHL player told me what his nickname was. It was Lindy on the road, rough at home. How great is that? He was a gentleman in your building.
Right.
At home, the stick would come up.
That's
back
beautiful.
In the yard. Back in the yard, yeah.
This is Bill Burr. He was doing a Red Sox game last year. So this or that, Lindy on the road or rough at home?
I think rough at home.
Rough everywhere.
Yeah, why entertain the opposition's fans? Entertain your own.
I know. Well, Lindy, this was amazing. I totally appreciate it. Congratulations. The fans are excited. I'm excited. And we can't wait to see what happens in training camp and next year in the season.
No, I appreciate it. Looking forward to it, Marty.
Okay, we'll be right back. Duffer will join me again when we wrap up Sabres Live here with Lindy Ruff at KeyBank Center. Have a couple of minutes, take a break, and we'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.